My name is Diego de Sandoval y Manrique de Lara, the feudal lord of Xavia. My task is to tell visitors who wish to learn about our town the history of the chapel building in front of you, the Capilla de Santa Ana. This chapel belonged to the former hospital, which existed here in the 16th century. In that age, it is very common for feudal lords like myself to bear the construction and maintenance costs of these charity hospitals. We placed the first stone in the spring of 1502. At that time, there were many diseases and epidemics which caused a very high death rate. So it is necessary to build a hospital here to provide care to the sickest patients. However, let me say that your idea of a hospital was not the same as we had 500 years ago. In the period in which we lived, the hospital had, above all, a charity function. The persons without resources received food, clothing, and medical care here. Consequently, that is why we call centres like this Casas de Caridad, charity houses. The majority were usually operated by religious orders. Beside the houses of charity, there were also other centres such as hospices and shelters. We built the small but cosy Santa Ana Chapel according to the Gothic style. We divided it into three sections and it had a magnificent groined vault ceiling. As you will see, we used the typical Xavia Tosca sandstone in its construction. Not all hospitals had a chapel, only the most important ones, such as this one in Xavia. In fact, just a few years after it was built, we had to expand it. And to tell the truth, I must say that the expansion was made possible thanks to the generous donations of Antonia Cruanes, whose house bordered the hospital. To conclude my brief story, dear visitor, despite the passage of time and all the historical hardships, the hospital has continued to exist until the present day. At the end of the 19th century, the Xavia citizen, Carlos Cholbi, founded the Hospital of St. Bartholomew, and as set forth in his will, he dedicated it to shelter the poor and homeless. Years later, the hospital received a donation from his brother Cristobal and was called the Asili Hermanos Cholbi, Cholbi Brothers Shelter, which is transferred to the land that it currently occupies in the Avenida del Puerto.